Denver Broncos cornerback Patrick Surtain has quickly become one of the NFL's top cornerbacks here in 2022. We take a look at his performance against the San Francisco 49ers, what he was able to do. What has he shown us so far through 2021, 2022? And we get a little bit of an early preview of PS2 versus Davante Adams. You get that and much more on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome into a brand new episode. Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much to everybody in Broncos country for tuning in and making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format, or whether you watch us on YouTube. Do us a favor, go ahead, hit that subscribe or that follow button if you have not done so already, so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, coverage, and more. And if you're watching this video on YouTube, make sure you like the video and you comment for the algorithm. We appreciate you so much. From the South Stands to the End Zone, I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Broncos beat reporter for Mile High Sports, joined alongside, as always, by my co-host, Sarah Bender, site expert, predominantlyorange.com. Patrick Surtain, through the first several weeks of the 2022 NFL regular season, has demonstrated why he is one of the NFL's top cornerbacks. And I think you can make a legitimate argument he could be the best cornerback in the National Football League from the technical standpoint. And I think on Sunday Night Football, 18.9 million people tuned in, and I think they got to see just how special this young man is.
They really did, Cody, and even more are getting to see it in the days now after the game, because a lot of people are going out and highlighting what he did on the All-22, on the game film, just being able to kind of dissect the secondary and different things like that. But even during the game, it was cool to see Next Gen Stats was kind of posting a couple of things in the first half. They posted something about how he was targeted five times and didn't give up a single reception. And then at the end of the game, I thought it was hilarious, they updated it to say he was targeted six times and didn't allow a single reception. So obviously in the second half there, the 49ers really didn't try to test Pat Surtain very much. Although, you know, you kind of wish that they would at this point, right? You kind of wish that Jimmy would have thrown Pat Surtain's way a little bit more to see maybe could he pick off a pass, create a defensive touchdown, things like that. But it was truly an impressive performance, because we saw the biggest plays, and like you mentioned in the post game and things after that that we've talked about, you know, Deebo Samuel, some of his biggest plays came on that where Josie Jewell had to cover him when he was lined up as a running back out of the backfield and different things like that. So what we saw is that the Broncos were able to win this game defensively based on the fact that Pat Surtain really shutting down his side of the field and making it difficult for the 49ers to scheme guys like Deebo Samuel and even George Kittle to get open.
Well, and not only just PS2, but even Ronald Darby. Like, these two guys have had a tremendous start to the season. And Patrick Surtain yesterday told us in the media that he believes he and Ronald Darby are one of the top cornerback duos in the NFL based on what they've been able to do. And Darby's been playing fantastic so far this season. Hasn't been talked about enough. But man, when you watch Surtain, I mean, just against the 49ers, against Brandon Ayuk, he had these pass breakups, and the average yards of separation that Ayuk ever had against Patrick Surtain in coverage was 1.6 yards, which is literally just closing distance where I can reach my arm out and touch somebody. So not a lot of separation there for Brandon Ayuk against Patrick Surtain. But as you mentioned, did not allow a single catch on six total targets against the San Francisco 49ers. According to NFL Next Gen Stats, this performance is tied for the most targets without a reception allowed in a game since 2021. So, I mean, for him to do this in 2 years, we even saw the bit where someone who was watching the game with Vic Fangio said that Vic told them that Patrick Surtain is the best DB that he has ever coached. That's a lot of high praise there, I think, for a guy like Vic Fangio, who doesn't throw praise around very lightly, as you and I have come to know covering this team for the last couple of years. But I also found it funny, Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett, he was asked on Monday in his press conference kind of leading up to, you know, the aftermath of the game. And he said, if I had to choose, like if I had to go against Patrick Surtain, there's no way I'm throwing his way, not doing it at all. And the Broncos offense, they tried in training camp a little bit and they didn't have much success either. So, you know, Surtain has been unbelievable, Sarah. And I think, you know, ever since he's come into the league, he's had a very, very special trajectory so far.
He really has. And I know this is way off into the distance, but you can't help but start to think, one day could Pat Surtain kind of get paid what now we know as quarterback money, right? I mean, he is one of those type of difference makers defensively. So you kind of just think about that. Luckily, the Broncos don't have to think about that right now. But since he came into the league, Cody, he's just been that dominant that you already start to look that far into the future to say he'll be one of the highest paid defensive backs ever for sure. Probably reset the market for corners at some point someday. So maybe one day we can archive this and look back and listen and just talk about how fun it was when Pat Surtain was on his rookie contract and, you know, he was getting paid like all the rest of the guys in the 2021 class. It just feels though like he's already an established veteran, right? I mean, I know the Champ Bailey comparisons have been a bit overdone at this point, but he really does give you that same kind of feel, doesn't he? You feel like every time the ball goes his direction, like good things are going to happen for the Denver Broncos, which is awesome. And that's been largely true, hasn't it? I mean, since last season, he has the fourth lowest passer rating allowed in his coverage at 59.8. If your quarterback is out there, you know, going with a quarterback rating of 59.8 or a completion rate of 59.8, either way, it's terrible. And that's exactly what you want when you're talking about throwing into a guy's coverage. So he's been exactly as advertised coming out of Alabama. Remember, the scouting reports basically on him were he's so good, he's almost boring to watch out there.
I mean, I remember that too, which, you know, I think some people see that they're like, oh, that's an insult, but it's actually like the highest form of a compliment that you can get in the scouting process. But man, I'll tell you what, looking like that ninth overall pick is really hitting right now, really hitting a home run here for George Payton and this Denver Broncos football team. But Broncos country coming up here in just a moment. Sarah and I, we're going to continue to talk and we're going to continue to rave about Patrick Surtain rising up as one of the NFL's top cornerbacks. What has he shown us initially in his first two seasons? Who has he gone against that has given us the impression that he can handle anything the Broncos throw his way? You get to that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let us tell you about LinkedIn, the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. And as you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. And LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people that you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then you add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. And did you know every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn, post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. As we continue on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, what has Patrick Surtain shown us in his first year and a half in the National Football League that has us believing he is one of the NFL's top cornerbacks already? Thank you so much, Broncos country, for tuning in and making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Free and available everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format or whether you watch us on YouTube. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like the video on YouTube and comment as well your thoughts for the algorithm. Let us know your early initial impressions here on Patrick Surtain. How are you feeling about George Payton's pick? But Sarah, I think we have to go back to the basics here, right? We got to look at the whole body of work. Surtain has had a very impressive three-game slate to open up 22, but it's not just that. As you mentioned, what he's allowed in terms of pass rating, 59.8 through, you know, the fourth lowest rating in the NFL since coming into the NFL for him. I mean, that is impressive. When we talk about some of the NFL's top cornerbacks, the way that the rules are modified to really benefit the offense and to limit how well you can actually play defense. I mean, for Patrick Surtain, the way I feel about him when I watch him on tape, Sarah, he is the great neutralizer here for the Broncos defense. As you mentioned, you're so comfortable when he's on the field. And if someone throws his way, you're like, hey, this is, you know, it's going to come back to bite. Whoever wants to test Patrick Surtain, it's going to come back to bite them in the tail at some point. And man, has he lived up to the bill.
He really has, and he hasn't gone up against a bunch of slouches, Cody, in his NFL career. I mean, just looking at our show notes here and the list of receivers that he's gone up against, it's pretty crazy how effective he's been against these guys. Just to name a few, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, DK Metcalf, Brandon Cooks, Deebo Samuel, and Brandon Ayuk, obviously, this past week. It's been just fun to watch, hasn't it? Just to see his, you know, kind of dominance against these guys. And I think that you can honestly say that too, right? Dominance in these matchups, because we haven't really seen receivers other than, remember, Devontae Smith against the Philadelphia Eagles in that play with perfect coverage by Pat Surtain. Like, that was really the only game that I can remember a wide receiver really getting the better of Surtain. And even going back to like last year in the Jacksonville game, remember right before the Jacksonville game against New York, it was all the talk was, well, Pat Surtain's going to get on the field in like the nickel and dime packages. I mean, it's mind blowing almost to think about the conversations that we were having 365 days ago about this guy compared to now, whereas he was getting eased into the lineup before and he's so established himself now. It's been such a fun trajectory to see, and he's doing it, Cody, with a combination of things. Like, he's physically imposing, he's athletically so gifted that he can keep up with all these different sizes and types of receivers, from DK Metcalf, who's big and strong and fast, to Tyreek Hill, who's he's a lot smaller than Metcalf but way faster, you know, right? So it's just such a cool, I mean, player to follow. He's dynamic. He's all over the place, and he's so good in his technique that I think you can trust him. Like you said, you can trust him against anybody.
Well, and you know, for me, I'm a DB guy. And for me, I study a lot of DB tape. And when I watch Surtain on the film, I mean, I watch a lot of NFL cornerbacks, but Surtain is the most technically refined, as you mentioned. Like, it's like he works countless hours on just perfecting technique, right, to the minute detail, whether it's, you know, how far he opens up his hips, what angle does he open up his hips to, how does he not overcommit to a guy who's releasing vertical right away, how does he read him and stem on top of a stack, you know, that a wide receiver's trying to run there. I mean, he's just so disciplined, but he's so quick, he's so reactive too. I don't think people realize, I think there's a real legitimate argument to be made. I mean, we talk about the KJ Hamlers, the Montrell Washington, Jalen Virgils. Patrick Surtain also might be one of the fastest players on the team. I've seen him house an interception, and I've seen him gain speed that I haven't seen from anybody else, to be honest with you, on the defensive side of the ball. He has legitimate speed. But I also think it kind of goes back, right? Because remember against Houston Texans, when he went out with the injury, you know, we watched Damari Mathis step up and step in. And as impressed as we were with Damari Mathis, I mean, it is just a night and day difference when you see a guy like Surtain on the field versus, you know, a guy like Damari Mathis. You know, Damari's not the physical specimen that Patrick Surtain is. He doesn't have the long arms, the tall and the height, and the athletic, you know, I'd say as quick twitch as maybe Surtain does. But man, you just watch this guy, and there's other people. And the thing that stood out to me too, that I loved about primetime football, that I loved about Sunday Night Football this past week against the 49ers, you got Richard Sherman. As we've known before, he's given a lot of praise to Surtain. Everybody's watching and everyone's talking about, man, Patrick Surtain is the real deal. More eyes than what we saw on Monday Night Football. People were coming out and saying, hey, why are you throwing PS2's way? Like, even Eric Crocker, one of the hosts of the Lockdown 49ers podcast during the game, was like, I'm not sure why they keep trying to throw at Surtain. It's not going to end well. And certainly it did not end well. There was no production for the 49ers offense. So, Sarah, in my opinion, I think that when we take a look at Surtain, he has shown us that he is a true cornerback one in the National Football League. He is a guy that isn't going to just hide on one side of the field. He is going to follow the best wide receiver around if it permits to having better matchups for other defensive players. And that, I think that's the approach, is that Surtain's role is just, he can move anywhere. He's the ultimate chess piece for this Broncos defense. There's been times too, we haven't seen much of it so far this season. I imagine we will as things go on. But there's times where the Broncos will move him into the slot, and they'll have another cornerback on the outside, especially after this upcoming next week against the Indianapolis Colts. After the Sunday game against the Raiders, you have that Thursday night game. Michael Ojemudia is going to be back, and he's going to be ready to go. And there was an intricate role that he had before his injury as well within the defense. So I imagine once the Broncos get some reinforcements back, who knows what it can open up for them defensively.
and it can open up a lot just because you can trust Sertan anywhere. And that's the great thing, that you can just put him, like you said, he's kind of that equalizer or that neutralizer, that player that's out there that even fans of the opposing team are wondering, why are you throwing at this guy? You know, like, don't do it. Just imploring from the couch, please do not throw it his way. That's a quality, Cody, that you don't really often see from anybody. And it, like, all the things that I read over the offseason and the things that you've been reading over the last couple of years, a lot of people that follow and cover the NFL will tell you that the shutdown, lockdown corner is kind of a thing of the past, just the way the league is now today. But man, I don't know. Is it really? I mean, is Pat Surtain resurrecting the cornerback island, so to speak? I mean, he is that guy. He's that dude out there. And I mean, for fans of the Denver Broncos, this is the ultimate jersey guy, right, Cody? I mean, he's that guy that you want. I mean, you can safely say, I buy a Pat Surtain jersey, okay? He's like, he's already on his way to team lore, like the team legend eventually. He is that guy, and he's just so trustworthy out there, which I think it gives you peace knowing, like, you go into a game, you go into a matchup, especially like we're going up against the Las Vegas Raiders here this coming week. You go into a matchup like that, you can feel confident even going up against one of the league's best.
Well, you said it a little bit earlier, and I'll agree. Like, the myth about there not really being the lockdown, shutdown cornerback, I think there's value. There's a little bit of validity to that. But this Sunday, if Patrick Surtain can win in his matchup against Davante Adams, I think we have a real serious conversation on our hands. And Broncos Country coming up here in just a moment. Sarah and I are going to dive a little bit deeper into a preview of Patrick Surtain versus Davante Adams and why it is must-see TV. You get to that coming up here in just a moment. But before we get into that, let me just tell you that we have a Locked On podcast for you. You're a Broncos fan. You're obviously tuning in to Locked On Broncos. But you know what? The Denver Nuggets season is just about to start, and the vibes are positive as the Nuggets head off for training camp. That's why you need to check out the Locked On Nuggets podcast hosted by Adam Mattes and Matt Moore. They give you all the pick and roll action related to your Denver Nuggets, a brand new era after Tim Connelly departed, with Calvin Booth stepping in and some new faces this upcoming season to join Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Michael Porter Jr. Make sure you check out Locked On Nuggets, free and available everywhere you get your podcasts. Patrick Surtain versus Davante Adams this Sunday in a Week 4 matchup is must-see TV. We tell you why coming up here in just a moment. Just want to say thank you so much to everybody in Broncos Country for tuning in, making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. We appreciate you so much taking time out of your day to listen or to watch us break down all things Broncos-related here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. This is a primetime matchup in a sense. Like, this should be nationally televised. Just Patrick Surtain versus Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Davante Adams. Now, the Broncos at 2-1 are getting ready to take on the Raiders, who are 0-3. And I know for Broncos Country, they don't want to be the first team that the Raiders get their win off of. And there's some things that the Raiders are going through right now. My mother-in-law was just in Vegas, and she said that everyone is freaking out about Josh McDaniels. And we're like, hey, you know, people in Denver, they relate. They know. They know exactly how that feels. But their struggles are very interesting. Now, week one, we saw Davante Adams get off to a really hot start against the Los Angeles Chargers. Granted, they didn't have J.C. Jackson. He had 10 catches, 141 yards, and one touchdown against the Chargers. But man, the last couple of weeks for Davante Adams, he's had a little bit of a rough go, and it's been because the offense has struggled. Week two against the Arizona Cardinals, he had 2 catches for 12 yards and one touchdown. Week three last week against the Titans, he had 5 catches for 36 yards and a touchdown. So he scored a touchdown in every single game, which means he's going to get high volume targets. He's going to be one of those guys that Derek Carr goes to look forward to. But I guarantee you, we're probably going to see Patrick Surtain against Davante Adams. And I think that's going to be a very interesting matchup. And if Surtain can benefit and come out on top and kind of limit and shut down the explosiveness that is Davante Adams, arguably the best route runner in the entire NFL, the best wide receiver, you can make the argument, I think that we can probably solidify a claim that Surtain is the best cornerback in the National Football League.
I think we definitely could in that case, Cody, especially with, like you said, as much as the Raiders have been going Davante Adams' way, especially earlier on. But you can't help but wonder, early in this game, are they going to start testing those other weapons that they have on the offense to try to get the Broncos to make an adjustment, right? To get Pat Surtain on somebody else, like whether it's Hunter Renfrow or Darren Waller, and try to open up and free up that matchup for Davante Adams. Or maybe Ejiro Evero is going to be content to say, look, if you're going to try to beat us with, you know, Hunter Renfrow against Kaywan Williams or Darren Waller against maybe it's Ronald Darby covering Waller. If you want to try to beat us with one of those other matchups, we'll welcome that. But I don't know. It'll be fascinating to see because they're definitely going to be trying to get Davante Adams involved. They've got to, right? You've got no choice. That's your big money wide receiver. That's your guy that you're relying on, that you're counting on to be the alpha in that offense. So I do agree with you, though, Cody. I think this matchup, it could speak volumes to Pat Surtain in terms of we see that he's already gaining a ton of national respect across the league from people that used to play, from people that cover the NFL, different things like that. But winning a matchup against Davante Adams like this, that could do a ton just for establishing Surtain. As we say, maybe he is the best cornerback in the entire NFL.
Oh, and you mentioned some of the other weapons too, right? Because you look at this Raiders offense on paper coming to the offseason, we're like, oh my gosh, like they have everything. You mentioned that not only do they have Davante Adams, they have the Darren Wallers, they have Hunter Renfrow, they have some other guys that are contributing. To my understanding, I think that Hunter Renfrow may miss this week's game. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that he's in concussion protocol alongside Nate Hobbs for them as well. And we'll get a little bit more of a preview from tomorrow's episode of Lockdown Broncos with your boy Q as we cross over with him to kind of get a big preview of Sunday's game there. What's going on with the Broncos? What's going on with the Raiders? But, you know, I think for me, will we see these isolated matchups? Because if you're Josh McDaniels and you know, hey, okay, but then again, it's like I think about Josh McDaniels. Does he have that arrogance where he doesn't care which cornerback he throws at? He's like, I don't care. We're going to throw at him because we need to run our offense. I mean, that's the type of mentality that McDaniels has as a dude. But you can get creative. You can move guys around. And I'll be very intrigued to see how Ejiro Evero kind of steps up. Because, Sarah, what's been one of the biggest issues the Broncos have had in the last couple of years? Outside of just, you know, winning games and trying to get back to the playoffs, it's been beating the Raiders. It's been 2 years since they've really had any success. I mean, they've had moments, they've engaged in shootouts with the Raiders, but they just simply haven't been able to get over the hump of beating the Raiders the last couple of years. And so it despite them being 0-3, this is a game that I feel like Broncos country, they probably can't overlook in this sense. So for me, I'm very excited to see what Derek Carr decides to do here because he's carved up the Broncos with the quick passing game. What can the Broncos do to neutralize that as well? That, to me, is a huge, huge question.
It is a huge question, and like you mentioned, they have other guys that are stepping up. I mean, I feel like I've seen Mac Hollins on the Red Zone channel more than any other Raiders player.
Good running backs, too.
Derek Carr, the running backs are finding ways in the passing game. That's the one thing about this Raiders team is they haven't been balanced this year. The running game, I think they're 32nd in the league, depending on the Monday night game and how that affected statistics. They're 32nd in rushing attempts going into this week. So they've been relying on Derek Carr heavily, which means that the Broncos are going to be able to rely on their stellar secondary heavily in this game. Josh McDaniels, I mean, they've been close games too, right? They haven't been in any blowout losses. So they're 0-3 with a bunch of close games. I think, Cody, this is going to be a great test for the Broncos. Like you mentioned, it's not just avoiding, you know, this as a trap game. The Raiders are 0-3. That doesn't matter at all. The Broncos haven't been able to beat them in recent years, like you said. So that's the huge thing here in this game. And who's going to step up? Is it going to be Surtain? We haven't seen an interception from him yet this season. Can he get it off a guy like Derek Carr, who has been so efficient and, dare I say, borderline dominant against the Broncos over the last handful of years? It's going to require a huge performance from the secondary to make sure the Broncos can come away with a win.
Broncos country, let us know your thoughts down below in the YouTube comment section. Patrick Surtain versus Davante Adams headlines. One of the key matchups here in week four as Patrick Surtain looks to solidify his stance as one of the NFL's best cornerbacks or the best cornerback in the National Football League. Let us know down below. Thank you so much. Sarah Bettinger, myself, we'll be back tomorrow for a brand new episode, Lockdown Broncos. It is Crossover Thursday with your boy Q as we break down all the action for Sunday's matchup between the Denver Broncos and the Las Vegas Raiders, and then I'll be getting on my flight Saturday morning to go to Vegas to cover the game. Sarah, looking forward to breaking down all the stuff leading up to kickoff with you here this week on the Lockdown Broncos podcast.